How's things, Becky? My name is Dave, and this is my co-presenter, Fionnuala.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, lovely name.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I also enjoy your name. What I will say is probably fewer people have problems spelling your name compared to mine, but look, we plough on.
I can imagine. My sister's just had twins, and she's called them Aoife and Orla, so I think they're going to have the same problems. You Irish and your weird spellings, eh?
Yeah, I'm already trying to figure out, is it EFA, AOIFE, and then Orla, a couple of different ways, so...
AO.
You can see problematic
A-O-I-F-E,
names.
AOIFE, yeah.
I feel like it's...
she's not kind to them.
I feel like it's such the stereotypical question now, but now that you've mentioned that your sister has given her kids Irish names, in terms of that connection and why she chose those names?
My sister, I think, firmly believes that she is Irish, even though she was born and raised in the Black Country, and her whole family is from the Black Country in the UK. But she has Irish descent. But I think it's I think she said to my dad she was having an argument with my father about something, and she was like, "Well, you know, us Irish," and it's a bit of a chuckle moment for my father, because he's like, "You're not Irish. You're from just because you're a redhead does not mean." I think we have a rogue ginger gene in our family. And I think my dad's cousin is a redhead and my sister is a redhead, but neither of her parents were gingers. And I think I will have a ginger child at some point, which I'm quite looking forward to. So maybe I'll save an Irish name for them as well.
Look, Fionnuala, you're more than welcome to use Fionnuala. I would be more than honoured.
Don't do it.
Write it down for me. Yeah. That'd be lovely.
Exactly. I'll email it over just to make sure you get it right.
Thanks.
This show is taken up most days by spelling Fionnuala's name. So I wouldn't recommend it even from a person who's not called Fionnuala. By the way, how was last night?
Yeah, Dave's an easy one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Dave, you know, proper geezer, not many ways you can get it wrong.
No. Anyway, yes, last night was amazing, actually. There's these two girls that appeared in Belfast appeared last night. From what I gather, are going to be at the next two shows as well, who know all of the words to my set, even to the point at the end in Wish You Well, there's at the very end, there's like a three drum crash where my arm kind of goes down, left and up, and they've got the dance moves down to a T. So I have to kind of not look at them, otherwise I burst into laughter. But the crowd, for some reason, it's much of a younger crowd in Ireland than it has been over the tour. It's been kind of like a weird demographic. It's been quite young and quite old, but it's been predominantly quite young over in Ireland. So it's been nice because, you know, kids are always up for, you know, they start moshing to False Alarm, and, you know, it's quite fun to watch. But yeah, it's been brilliant to perform in these arenas as well.
You've mentioned those super fans from Belfast. Can I ask you, when was the moment, or do you remember when you realised, oh wow, I have fans, if that's not a really stupid question?
Well, I tell you what, I still have that realisation now. I don't think there's been a point where I've been like, oh, I've got fans. It's more of a thing of like every day I'm like, oh wow, I've got fans. So I think that's an ongoing realisation. I suppose I just feel like I'm, you know, a normal kid from a normal town and just releasing music somehow. And you know, you kind of forget that, you know, it's not really a normal life that I lead.
I get you. You play your job down spectacularly, though, because your voice is absolutely magnificent. When did Becky Hill discover Becky Hill could sing?
Well, thank you very much. I think I was 11 when I did my first kind of like stage performance. It was at some youth club that I was attending every week. And really, I think when I was a small kid, I used to sing with my brother, who was playing guitar, and I remember singing Kumbaya that big classic rhythm. And I remember my parents and my family kind of taking the mick out of me and laughing at me. And I think as a young kid, you kind of, I couldn't take a joke. Now I don't take myself seriously at all, which is really useful. But as a kid, I think I got quite offended. So I didn't really sing around the house much, but I remember inviting my parents down, and I was supposed to be doing some awful comedy sketch thing with two of my friends, and they bailed on me, and I said, oh, I can't let the talent show down. So I was like, can I sing instead? And I think I remember the guy who kind of ran the youth club just kind of looking at me and just to be like, yeah, sure, do I let this 11-year-old go out on her ass? But he did, and I remember the room going completely silent and people looking at my parents as if to be like, did you know about this? And I came on stage and my mom kind of went, when did you learn to do that? and then I remember kind of like them talking about sending me to you know, music school and doing all that. I mean, they weren't. They were quite poor, so I always remember my mum saying, if she is meant for music, music will find her. And luckily it did. And then I started writing songs, you know, playing guitar when I was 10. I was writing songs by the age of 13. I was in a band by the age of 15. And, you know, it kind of went from there, really.
Have they ever laughed at you singing Kumbaya since?
Weirdly, I haven't sang Kumbaya since that, actually. But probably not. No, I've not really been laughed at since.
It's ringing.
I sing in a Brummie accent.
It's ringing in my head now, like a cat. Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. Just as soon as you said the words, it's stuck in the head.
This is where the potential team up happens.
Yeah, it's my new feature, actually. It's Becky Hill featuring God.
Hey, that Easter Easter market, you know, Good Friday, Becky Hill has risen again with our Lord. Kumbaya, my Lord.
You've been, of course, supporting the script on the Sunsets and Full Moons tour. In terms of other acts that you'd like to join on tour, whether it be that you're going along with them as support act or else you bring them as your support act in the future, who else would you like to be kind of sharing a stage with?
Well, I've got my own headline tour coming up, which has all been sold out, and I've got a local girl, actually, Ruth Ann, coming to support me.
Oh, yes.
She's one of the best songwriters. Yeah, she wrote Get Out Leaves by JoJo, which is actually the song I sang at that talent show, which is weird. So she wrote that song, and I worked with her recently with Naughty Boy, and I kind of fell in love with her. There was something so honest and real about her, which I'm quickly learning is an Irish thing anyway, but, you know, she was just so kind of hot on her sleeve and, you know, welcoming and talented as well. She asked me, she was like, can I support you on tour? And I was like, oh my God, yes, I would love you to. So she'll be supporting me on tour, which I'm very, very excited about.
Ruth Ann is absolutely amazing. And what's freaky, just like yourself, you know, some people will have songwriting talent, some people can sing, but then when you get the likes of yourself and Ruth Ann that can do both, it's like, ah, come on. Like, it's the reason why we're stuck in radio, because we can't sing, but we can talk okay-ish. Spread out the talent, please.
Well, I mean, it's the opposite for me. I can't actually talk that well. I mean, if you ever come and watch me on stage, you'll know quite quickly that I'm a waffler.
I'd say that comes in handy, though, when you're there in front of however many people and all you're trying to do is avoid an awkward silence. But what do you promise people from a Becky Hill gig? What will they get?
Not many awkward silences, but a lot of awkward wafflers. There will also be... I always try and make my show a bit of a rave. I kind of enjoy the idea of putting on a party for people, and you know, kind of facilitating their escapism. So I tried to make it as ravey as possible. But I've also written, you know, some more close to my heart songs that mean some stuff. So I'm hoping crying. There's a bit of crying on the dance floor as well as dancing on the dance floor.
That sounds good. I think people will be very intrigued when they're heading along to your gigs. Becky, before we let you go, and not to put you on the spot, but we play a game each week here on The Lift. It's just called the Pun Day Game, and it's about jokes and terrible puns. If I could trouble you for your best worst joke.
You can. I don't know whether you can air it.
We will take it and then we'll make a judgment call between now and next week.
Okay. Well, there's one that you definitely will not be able to air because it involves dicks.
Okay.
But
maybe a euphemism.
Let me do the jazz musician one. Not really. I mean, let me tell it and then you can decide. But what's the difference between a joke and two dicks?
I couldn't tell you.
Your mum can't take a joke.
Becky Hill. Becky Hill.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, I've got a better one that's a bit cleaner.
I am offended. No, I am offended. I am not ready at all.
You're going to be using that in the pub though later, I bet.
Oh, 100%. You know it.
Okay, so the next joke is this joke is nice one. So how many jazz musicians does it take to change a light bulb?
Once again, don't know.
A one, two, three, four.
I love how you got the enjoyment of delivering that. Becky Hill, it has been lovely to chat to you. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Best of luck with the headline tour and I hope you have a great time with Ruth Ann.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Thank you for speaking to me. Have a lovely day.
No, you have a lovely day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Best of luck. And look, we'll see you in the Academy in November.
Bye.
Please come along. It'll be lovely to have you there.
Exactly. We'll do the jokes. Maybe not as dirty as that, but...
Yeah, I'll stick to the singing, eh?
All right. Well, you know, you can tell jokes as well, but if it's an over 14 show, let's be careful, guys.
Yeah.
have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys. Take care. Weekdays from 2:50.